From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton prepares to make history at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As correspondent Amanda Scott reports, Clinton will be the first woman ever to be nominated for president from a major U.S. political party.
With her nomination secure, Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, is set to take center stage Tuesday night to make the case why Americans should choose her as the country's 45th president. Florida delegate Judy Knoll says the former president is likely to touch on themes such as party unity and inclusiveness.
And I think the Democrats are trying to make this a better country for everybody, and I think he's going to talk about that.
On Monday, her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, gave a rousing convention speech endorsing her candidacy and a show of party unity in a campaign against Republican contender Donald Trump. First Lady Michelle Obama was also among the speakers Monday night, and she urged Democrats to support Clinton. Clinton and vice presidential running mate Tim Kaine will both address the Democratic Party convention later in the week. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Charlotte, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster.
It's like she's trying to sweep it under the rug, which, by the way, politicians have done for years and years and years. It's going to be four more years of the same.
Trump outlined his plans to fix the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. For more and the latest from the Democratic National Convention, visit our website. This is VOA News.